two.
Two, huh?
And this is the
pair of your hand.
And this is one
fist.
Two
fists.
And a place where the bones come together.
Joints.
And on a man, this is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulder.
And this is my, the whole thing is the
your leg.
And this is one
foot.
Two
foot.
And if I get down in this position, say I,
you're on your knees.
Or did you ever say crouch down or squat down?
No, the old folks said down on the old fold.
Huh?
The old folks used to say down on, you down on the old fold.
Uh-huh.
On your knees, they said old fold.
Would you say that now?
No, I don't.
Did you ever say squat down or hunker down?
Yeah, I knew squat down. But I don't say hunker down.
And this sensitive bone here is the
knee.
Mm-hmm. Just under the knee is the.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of shins or shanks?
Yeah. You see right there?
Uh-huh.
I've been in a car wreck, doesn't it? And I'd bump them down and it just goes all over me.
Mm-hmm. You call those your?
My shankles, I call them.
And say if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
bad.
And someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big and...
No, he looks good. He's awful fat.
Uh-huh.
If they fat, you know, you say, oh, they look good, but they fat.
Or he's not weak, he's...
Stop.
And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you say he's...
Oh, he pleasant.
And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs, you'd call him...
Skinny.
What if he's always stumbling and dropping things?
I call him clumsy.
And if a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
Idiot.
Do you ever call him a fool?
Yeah. That's what it's spelled like when a fellow keeps doing things and, you know, don't make sense to getting himself or own self into trouble. He can't be nothing but a fool.
Uh-huh. And someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money, you'd call him
They call him tight.
And, or he'd be a, what?
Stingy.
And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, they say a person's common, you know, he don't meet no stranger, he's just friend to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He smiles with everybody.
And someone, an old person who still gets around real well, doesn't show his age, you'd say he's?
An old person, but she don't show her age.
Did you ever say he's spry or peppy or?
Yeah. They say she show his spry to her age.
Mm-hmm. And say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little.
Mm-hmm. A little bad if they don't come here if the news loud.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad, but I can't sleep.
Or you'd say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt.
I feel shook up.
Uh-huh. And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't.
Yeah. Oh, they're all right. That's what they would say.
There's no need to
worry about.
And a child would say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark.
I'm scared.
And you'd say, I don't see why she's scared now. She... Did you ever say she used to be scared or didn't used to be scared?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How would you say that?
Well, she's scared now, but she didn't used to be. She done saw something to make her scared.
And you'd say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella, because we hadn't gone half a block.